Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 9th edition. We have a 10-game slate on tap. There's a couple early games that we will not break down. We have 10 solid games to look at. Hopefully everybody had a good week and enjoyed the Masters and baseball and whatever else you did. Lots of good stuff going on. Let's talk totals on this slate. Braves, Nats, 7.5. Reds, Phillies, 8.5. Brewers, Cardinals, 8. Blue Jays, Orioles, 8.5. Mets, Marlins, 7.5. Waiting on the Angels and the Rangers, as Doug Fister is coming to the Rangers. Astros, Twins, 8.5. Mariners, Royals, 8. Padres, Rockies, 10. D-backs, Gigantes, 8. So some good-looking totals there. Some 8s and belows on more than half the slate. Weather, knock on wood, shouldn't be an issue. Like Toronto, Baltimore, you got some rain coming in later. Cincinnati, Philadelphia, rain later. Wind blowing out to right field in Philly, which there's a lot to like in that one. You got Atlanta, Washington, some slight rain chances. Angels, Rangers, wind blowing out hard to right field. Houston, Minnesota, wind blowing out to right field, and it's actually warmer. It's in the 50s and 60s in Minnesota instead of snowing. And then you have the Giants and the D-backs, wind blowing out to center in San Francisco. Yes, we have Coors in action tonight, and that's that total of 10. The next closest totals, Reds, Phillies, Blue Jays, Orioles, and Astros, Twins are at 8.5. So lots of pitching to pick from tonight. You're going to see a ton of Coors stacks, a ton of them. And because you have some cheaper pitching you can mix in with. So it's one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't nights. Unfortunately, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. But everything's lining up to be very interesting. But we shall see. Let's break it down. You got three pitchers over $10,000, actually over $11,700. Max Scherzer, 12-6. Noah Syndergaard, 12-3. Justin Verlander, 11-7. Scherzer at home against the Atlanta Braves. Big history against the Braves. Braves are actually a team that's hit him decently in the past. He faced him in his first start this year, where he went 5 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, but only 2 were earned. He gave up a long ball, struck out 7, got just 16.5 DraftKings points. Not ideal. Came back and pitched really well at Cincinnati, but we know Scherzer will get up the home run from time to time, struggles against lefties, pitches better on the road than at home. At 12-6, he's in play against Atlanta, but it's not as comfortable as you'd like at 12-6. You got Noah Syndergaard facing the Miami Marlins. Noah, he went 4 innings in his last start, 4 hits, 2 earned, 7 Ks against the Phillies. Kind of odd to only go 4 innings there. He threw 92 pitches. His first start, he threw 85, where he got you 26 points against St. Louis. So an interesting, you know, didn't go deep start for Thor, something to think about. But Miami's offense, you know, not the best in the world. They've been better than many expected. But, I mentioned it on Around the Bases Pod, our season preview, that I took their team total over, the Marlins, because they're not going to be great, but they're better than people think. So just keep that in mind at 12-3. The guy I like the most in this threesome is Justin Verlander at the Minnesota Pens. Yes, Target Field does play better to hitters than it used to. But you got Verlander, you're getting the discount of $900 on Max, on $600 on Thor. He's coming off 5 2/3, 3 earned, 9 Ks against Baltimore. Prior to that, 6 shutout, 5 Ks against Texas. He's averaging almost 22 points a game. He's got 20-plus in both starts. Something to really like there. And you get that savings I mentioned. So I do like Verlander the most in this group. He's also got the most consistent, you know, he'll go deeper into games than most of you guys most of the time. He knows this Minnesota team, at least most of the team, because he's pitched in Detroit for so long. There's a lot to like here with Verlander, the familiarity and all that good stuff. So I have Verlander 1, Scherzer 2, Syndergaard 3 up top. They're all great aces. You know, not much to not like at all. But if you have to be picky, Verlander, Scherzer, Syndergaard for me. But then you drop down. This is a guy I could see being a little chalky for people that want to spend up a little bit at pitcher and still save money for some Coors action is Zach Godley. Godley's got great stuff. We knew it coming into the year. He had a phenomenal kind of breakout season, one could say, last season. And he had a great start against the Dodgers at home at Chase Field. 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 3 Ks, but 11 ground balls to 5 fly balls. I really keep an eye on that. Almost 21 DraftKings points there. Now he goes to the Giants, or faces the Giants, whose offense is better than it was supposed to be, which is expected, or better than last year, I guess I should say, which was expected. Still not world beaters by any means. Still you're pitching in AT&T Park, the best pitcher's ballpark, or one of in all of baseball. And he's $9,800 going up against Derek Holland. So you got Golly will be a small favorite in this matchup. Almost 26% K rate. I mentioned that ground ball rate already, which is outstanding. You're facing a Giants team with a total below 4 at 3.9. Lefty's 282, righty's 282 versus Godley. So definitely something to keep in mind when you look at that matchup there. Godley could be a very, very nice option at $9,800. I have no problem starting your roster, your pitching part at least, with Zach Godley. So there's a lot of pitching on this slate, as mentioned, and Godley definitely is near the top. We're going on to Dylan Bundy, $8,100. The man has been dealing for us this year. And he goes home to face the Toronto Blue Jays. Dylan Bundy, he's given up 1 earned run in 13 innings pitched this year, 15 Ks in those 13 innings. That's at Houston and at home against Minnesota. So two teams that have some power, averaging almost 25 DraftKings points per start. Throwing his slider like a madman. I was reading Josh Cole's article last night, the 10 surprising things for the slate. And he's throwing his slider almost 26% of the time. Balls in play 5 to 6% of the time. The strikeout rate's going up because of it. There's a lot to like there with Dylan Bundy as he keeps his pitch mixed up, which is what we like to see. The Toronto Blue Jays, surprisingly, are one of the best, if not the best, team against right-handed pitching to start the season. Sure, small sample, 2 weeks into the year, so take it with a grain of salt. But we know they have power in that lineup. But the fact they're doing it against right-handed pitching is pretty impressive. I believe they have an over 200 ISO and WOBA, I believe. So something to keep an eye on there when it comes to the Toronto Blue Jays in that ballpark. There's going to be some potency against Dylan Bundy, but at the same time, for $8,100, the strikeouts are huge. If people don't start with Godley for the cooler stacks, you can start with Bundy and go down here. There's a couple other low-priced guys I don't mind. There's a lot of ways to get Coors in your lineup tonight, so I'm trying to say. And Dylan Bundy could definitely be a point. And I guess what we'll reiterate later is taking one of those top three, Scherzer, Syndergaard, Verlander, you might not be able to do a full Coors stack. You might be able to get a couple players or something. But A, there's some other games we can definitely target. And B, I think you'll already differentiate yourself from a lot of the field because people will be saving for Coors. Let's go down to the 7K and below. So in that 8 and 9 range, I got Zach Godley 1, Dylan Bundy 2. That's pretty clear cut for me, but nothing taken away from Dylan Bundy, that's for sure. Let's get down to the 7K and below. Jacob Junis, $7,000 for the Kansas City Royals. He's at home against the Seattle Mariners. Seattle's not horrible, but by no means are they playing great to start the year. And Junis, phenomenal first start at Detroit. 7 innings, 3 hits, no earned, 6 Ks. Really, really good stuff there. Almost 30 DraftKings points. Now, do you expect him to be that good every time? No. But he has really, really good stuff. We've seen it the last year or so as he's developed that this could be coming. And I know, like in season-long drafts, he was a very late target in deeper leagues. And in deeper leagues, if he wasn't drafted, he was picked up for some pretty good fab money early on. So that's a guy to keep an eye on. Jacob Junis at 7K against that Seattle Mariners offense that won't be world beaters. They have a team total of 3.97, which is barely above the Twins versus Verlander. Lefty's 328, righty's 301 off Junis. So there are a couple little wrinkles there for Seattle, but not a ton. There's a lot to like there with Junis in that ballpark in Kansas City. He's got the low, low hard contact ground ball rate, about 40%. So 7K, definite upside here. Another guy we'll go to, and I'll keep going to this well. And at this price, it's one of those, if he busts, he busts. But at $6,700, again, Garrett Richards. This guy is very, very good. The first game of the year, gave it 4 runs on 7 hits. I mentioned it the last time we broke him down. He had 2 outs, and he gives up a hanger to Chris Davis. If he doesn't do that, he has a phenomenal start there. So he goes out against a very good Cleveland team at home, 5 2/3. He gave up 1 home run, 2 earned, Walks have always been an issue. He had 4 walks. He had 9 Ks, 6 ground balls, and 2 fly balls, 27 points. This is a guy that's very, very, very good. That's not the concern. You're facing a Texas team that, yes, does have pop. Yes, we mentioned the wind's blowing out the right field in Texas. That is not like the happiest thing in the world. But lefties hit 272, righties 247 off Garrett Richards. This guy's really, really, really good. Blow up could happen in that ballpark. That's the only thing. The right now the Rangers are striking out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching, and he's on the season striking out about 25.5% that he faces with a ground ball rate close to 54%. I like Richards at this price. Like I said, I'll probably go to them almost on the regular at this price. It's just it's tough to pass up the upside with him. We saw it the last time out, and more often than not this year, you'll get that upside. Maybe not today because it's tough. Texas will play a lot like Coors on certain days, and especially when it gets hotter. You got wind blowing out like this, so it's a place to target bats. Same time, you can differentiate yourself with Richards. At the same time, also, I know it seems bad to say over and over again, at his price tag, he could be extremely chalky to get Coors in. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if you saw a Jacob Junis, Garrett Richards lineup, and you could fit all the bats you possibly want in there. So there's different ways to break this down pitching-wise. That's why I keep saying if you go up, you're going to differentiate yourself, and then we'll find value elsewhere. There will be value to be had. A couple other options to look at down below. You got like Marco Gonzalez of the Seattle Mariners at the Royals. The Royals, very, very bad offense. That's not rocket science. Gonzalez was good, not great. At 6 1/3, 3 year and gave 2 homers. Only struck out 2. Good ground ball to fly ball. Got you 13 points. He's $6,200. 13 points, you'd be happy at $6,200. Again, this could be another big-time Coors Field target with Gonzalez at $6,200. Don't hate that at all. He's facing a Royals team that doesn't strike out a ton this year, only 17%. But Gonzalez showing the goods out there, as we mentioned. And the Royals team totals only 4. It's very, very low. Lefties have hit 366, righties 392 in a very, very small sample in his career. But at that price tag of 62, there is some upside against the Royals. Last but not least, if you follow Batflip Crazy on Twitter, he gives out a ton of great info on all kinds of players, hitters, pitchers, the works. Really digs deep into stats and tweets about all day, every day. Jose Urania, 5,600. This is the guy even last year when he was cheap. It was like that GPP dart because he'd either get blown up or he'd pitch really, really well and earn you a ton of value. And that's what he's done in his 2 starts this year. On opening day against the Cubs, he barely got out of the first inning. He made it 4 innings. He hit 5 earned, minus 4.8 DraftKings points. So what happens? He pitches against Boston at home for $4,900. 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 7 Ks, 24.8 DraftKings points. That's Jose Urania in a nutshell. It's what he does because he's got a really good slide piece, good movement on his pitches, but his location and his consistency can be bad. He's either wild or he's just hanging pitches or he's pitching phenomenal. Which one are you going to get? I don't know. But at $5,600, facing a Mets team that has a team total of 4.3, which is like 8th or 9th on the slate, lefties hitting 329, righties 309. So there's a few lefties there, Conforto, Asdrubal, Bruce, and some others. So there is a threat. Again, $5,600. The Mets do strike out 20% of the time versus righties. It's a gamble, but there is some definite upside in this matchup at that price tag. So 7K and below, you got Garrett Richards 1 for me, Jake Junis 2, Jose Urania 3, Marco Gonzalez 4. There's a lot you could do down here, and this is why I think Coors will be pretty easy for people to get involved, and this is why, again, you might want to pay up for pitching. Recapping your pitching real quick. Scherzer, or up top, Verlander, Scherzer, Syndergaard, in the middle, Godley, Bundy, down below, Garrett Richards, Jake Junis, Jose Urania, and Marco Gonzalez. Let me talk to you real quick about draft, guys. I'm telling you, it's been a blast to start out the year. It's been you use your knowledge you learn from Quick Hits. You go and set your rankings, and then you draft, and you get creative. You go to PlayDraft on your app store or on draft.com. It is a great, great deal. You use promo code SDSports. We'll get you in to a free $3 tournament on your first deposit. And if you don't like it, They'll refund you up to $100. There's so much you like there. Drafts take less than 5 minutes. You draft that day, and you're done. You don't worry about it. You can late swap if someone gets scratched. They have head-to-heads, three-man, six-man, ten-man. They have all price ranges. They have dream teams. They have so many cool ways to play. It's worth checking out, and it's super fun, super easy. And, you know, it doesn't have the massive paydays that DraftKings has. They're relatively priced. Unless you play the tournaments, if you win one day, you advance the next, so on and so forth. They're 3-, 4-, 5-day tournaments, and they're pretty solid stuff there as well. So check it out. If you have any questions, let me know. But like I said, preset your rankings and look really deep in the player pool, because most people you draft against just take the next best thing on top. It's like, you know, some of your home fantasy leagues where, oh, that's the next best available player, let's take him. Whereas, you know, some days there's guys. Yesterday, Goldschmidt was like the 60th player down the list. I know he didn't do great, but just you'll see players like that all the time. Like, I'll go and get Didi Gregorius. He's been low all the time. I had Brett Gardner yesterday. He was like the 30th or 40th outfield option on the board, and he got you double-digit points. There's a lot of ways to make it happen, but check it out. Again, draft in your app store, draft.com. Use promo code SDSports when you make your first deposit to get entry into a free $3 tournament. With that being said, let's get into the bats for your 10-game slate. We'll start with the catcher's position, as always. You got Chris Iannetta in Coors against Garrett Richards at 4,000. That's, if you're playing Coors, that's a great get with Chris Iannetta. Richards is a ground ball guy, so it's interesting to see how this will work. I always say it, if he's locating his pitches, you're good to go. But if he's not, that ball's going to fly a lot in Coors Field. So Iannetta at 4K is in play. Then you dip down. Yadi Molina at 35 versus Chacin is probably the next highest priced guy I really like a lot. When we get to BVP, he's got a little bit of decent history, and he's gotten off to a really good start to the year, averaging almost 9 points per game. And, you know, when you play other sports, you want a projected set of points, you're like a 5X value. In DraftKings, to me, you're wanting, obviously you want more for the guys you pay up higher, but you want 5+ points from each guy and hopefully double digits from each guy to really cash big. But, you know, you got a guy like Yadi. He's had 5 or more points in every game this year, every single game he's played. So very, very consistent, 3,500. I do like some Yadi tonight if you're not going Iannetta. The farther down you go, you got Austin Hedges and Coors against John Gray at $3,200. Hedges off to a really good start to the year. When you look at John Gray, he's facing the Padres, who strikes out 26% of the time. And the Padres team total is 4-5. Lefties 301, righties 310. Colorado's team total is 5-5. Lefties 299, righties 373 off Clayton Richards. So Hedges is in play at 32, mainly because Coors is Coors. Then you go down, and it's not nearly as good as you'd like. If maybe Martin Maldonado at 29 versus Pfister, if you want to go that route. Kevin Plawecki versus Urania at 29 is not horrible at all. A guy like Caleb Joseph at 2,800 versus J.A. Happ. Happ's been hit and miss this year. You got a Baltimore team with a 4-3 total. It's like 7th on the slate. Lefties 256. Lefties 230. Righties 323 against J.A. Happ. So there is some pop to like there. Joseph hits lefties decently. $2,800 could be in play for you. Tucker Barnhart at 2,800 versus Blake Lively, or Ben Lively. I always call him Blake. Ben Lively. Cincinnati's got a good look tonight in this one. A total around 4 for the team total. Lefties 364, righties 317. Again, wind blowing out in Philly. Watch for the slight rain, but still wind blowing out. You can get to a guy like Ben Lively. And Tucker Barnhart at $2,800 is definitely in play there. Pedro Severino, 27 versus Tehran. I like him more versus lefties than righties, but he's been hitting really well since he's got kind of the everyday roller. So keep an eye on Severino at 27. And then I know there was one other. If Andrew Knapp gets the start for Philly facing Cody Reed, the Phillies team total is 4-4-3. The lefty Reed has just gotten beaten up in his career. One of the worst ever versus right-handed bats. Lefties hit 256, righties 367. So a guy like if Alfaro or Knapp at 2,600, these are some cheap catching options for you to attack in this matchup. Other than that, the last one I mentioned is like Jeff Mathis. If he catches for Arizona against the lefty Holland at 23, he could be cheap. So you definitely have some sub three guys you could look at here. Barnhart, probably one of my more favorite ones. At the first base position, you got Desmond against Clayton Richards and Coors at 53. That's a solid play. Desmond does hit lefties extremely well. Goldie versus Derek Holland at 48 is not bad at all. It is San Francisco, though, so be careful. But a guy like Carlos Santana for Philadelphia, switch hitting. Just mentioned how righties have been crushing Reed. Carlos Santana at 4,700 in a good spot in that matchup for sure. Freddie Freeman, he's had some decent success for Scherzer. He's 46 if you want to be contrarian. And then you drop down to guys like Joey Gallo. If you are fading Clayton Richards, Gallo at 44 went deep again yesterday. Mentioned how the wind's blowing out to right field. Lefties 272, righties 247 off Richards. If you want to take the gamble, Gallo's first base outfield eligible at 44. Could be a sneaky nice play. Here's your discount. The visiting team discount at Coors Field. Eric Hosmer, yes, has not gotten off to the best season. And yes, John Gray is a very good pitcher. He's actually pitched well at home in his career. But you're getting a Coors Field bat that's career-wise decent at $4,300. That's not bad. And the fact that he's $4,300 makes my next guy one of my favorite plays. And he's priced right next to him. Should get overlooked. Yes, he's having a slow start to the year. I don't care. He's one of the best hitters to ever play the game. And he's in Citizens Bank Park against Lively. Joey Votto is $4,200. That is too cheap. Too cheap. So Votto at 42 is outstanding. And that's where you can pivot off of a Coors play and definitely have some ownership upside there. Dip down to guys like Louis Valbuena versus Doug Fister. Targeting the Angels today is going to be very, very nice. Because we know more often than not, Fister gets fisted. But not always. But righties 280, lefties 358 off Fister. So Valbuena at 35, he's first base, third base eligible with that pop in that lineup. You go down to guys like Jose Martinez versus Julis Chacin. Martinez, $3,400. He's very hit and miss this year. He either blows up or he doesn't do much at all. When you look at the cards, totals around 425. Lefties 344, righties 277 off Chacin. So yeah, you prefer the lefties, but Jose Martinez could be in a good spot in that matchup at 34. First base outfield eligible. If Ryan McMahon cracks the lineup for Colorado, which has been a big if all season, he's first base, second base eligible at 34 versus Clayton Richards. Definitely a guy to keep an eye on there. Trey Mancini, 3,200 versus J.A. Happ. He's first base outfield eligible. 5-10, 6-13. Those are his last four games points-wise. I'm starting to get it done. He's only 3,200. Been hitting towards the top of the order as well. Another guy to keep an eye on in that matchup. Other than that, if Matt Adams cracks the lineup at 3K, could be a punt versus Tejeron. First base outfield eligible. Don't hate that at all. A guy like Brandon Belt, 3K versus Godley. Lomo at 3K versus Verlander. Not ideal, but he's there. And Dan Vogelbach, $2,800. He's been playing pretty darn well. He's a left-handed bat versus our boy Junis. He had 0 points yesterday, but prior to that, 10-10. 0-0. So he's made four starts now, and he's got 0-10-10-0. But $2,800, decent stuff there for Vogelbach as a massive punt at $2,800. Second base position, you got Altuve as always in play. DJ LeMahieu and Coors at 5K is not bad. If you want to be contrarian, you got Dozier versus Verlander, but that's a ballsy move. Robbie Cano at 4,400, not bad at all versus Junis. I can definitely take a look at that. He's averaging almost 10 points as a DraftKings start, 13 points yesterday. So Robbie Cano at 44 in play versus Jacob Junis. Young Harris Solarte at 3,900 versus Bundy's is very intriguing. But you go to a guy like Chris Owings, second base outfield eligible, $3,800 versus Derek Holland. Definitely like that. He usually hits about fifth in that D-backs lineup against Holland. He's off to a tear this year. 5-7, 17-12, 3-20, 3-16. Those are his DraftKings points. He's playing very, very well. Middle of that order, $3,800, second base outfield eligible. Ozzy Albies, 37 versus Scherzer, if you want to be contrarian as well. Go down a little farther. Jonathan Scope, $3,400, one of the best hitters in baseball versus left-handed pitching. And J.A. Happ's not a bad pitcher by any means, don't get me wrong. But Scope definitely has that pop. He's gotten off to an extremely bad start to the season. So be careful there, but big-time pop. Ryan McMahon, 34 versus Richard. Talked about him already. First base, second base eligible. Another great play. These Phillies are cheap. First you got Whit Merrifield versus the lefty Gonzalez at 33. Merrifield hits lefties very, very well. But Scott Kingery, second base, third base eligible. 3,300 versus Reed. Make sure he's in the lineup, of course, but he makes for a great spot in that one if he cracks the bill at $3,300 versus Reed. After Kingery, we look down like Derek Dietrich, 33, if you want to punt versus Syndergaard. Drupal Cabrera is only 33 versus Jose Urena, so that's nice and cheap in that matchup. He had 21 points yesterday as he went deep against Washington. Back-to-back double digits, 21 and 12. One that is kind of nice price-wise, you know, you can put Kingery at third base if you wanted to or don't use him at all, but a guy like Scooter Gennett, we talked about lefties versus Lively. Scooter Gennett's only $3,200. Been hitting in the middle of that Cincinnati lineup. You know, he's off to an okay start, but rather slow. Good matchup for him here at 3,200, something to keep an eye on. Rugio Odor for your home run at 3,100. He's always got that home run upside. Other than that, it's kind of bleak compared to normal at second base. Maybe a guy will stand out here or there when the lineups come out for some value, but you got some decent options, especially in the low threes. Third base, Arenado at 57. He's crushed Richard in his career. In Coors, that's just a great play. If you just don't even stack, but just have a couple one-offs, Arenado's a good one, indeed. Manny Machado at 45 versus Hap, not a bad play at all in that matchup. When it comes to the O's, I think we already mentioned them once. Lefties 230, righties 323 off J.A. Hap. So Machado at 45 is worth a look. Christian Villanueva, San Diego in Coors is 42. That's interesting pricing, but it is Coors, and that's why. A guy like Mikel Franco, he's actually hitting it right now. He's streaky, and he's streaking. 3 points yesterday, but then 35 on Saturday and 31 the game before against the Marlins. He's 4K going up against Reed, who gets crushed by righty, so Franco could be a very intriguing play at $4,000. Alex Bregman's price is down to 3,900, facing Lance Lynn. Yes, Breggs is off to a very, very slow start, hitting a .84, but an OPS of 548 shows there's much, much more there for him. So he's $3,900, someone to keep an eye on. You slide down a little farther. Tim Beckham of the Orioles at 36 is worth a look. Mentioned Louis Valbuena. Travis Shaw, 3,500 versus Miles Mikolas. Milwaukee's getting him again after they saw him last week. So he's definitely someone to keep an eye on there. Mentioned Kingery at 33. If you're not using Richards, Adrian Beltre is still way too cheap. He's $3,200. He's hit Richards very well in his career. He had 7 more points yesterday, 13, 12. Those were his last 3 games where he was priced at 31, 31, and 32. So Beltre's getting no respect, hitting the ball very well. He's $3,200. It's a tough one to pass up at that price tag. Kyle Seager at 32 versus Jake Junis. Definitely in play down there. You know the pops there. He went a yard over the weekend. So stuff like there at 3,200 with Seager. Danny Valencia of Baltimore, he loves facing him, some lefties. He's $2,900 versus J.A. Happ. Valencia went deep yesterday. His last few games, 20, 0, 4, 7, 4. So $2,900, definite upside in that matchup versus Happ. Let's go to the shortstop position. Carlos Correa at 51. Trey Turner, $4,700, has value as he's leading off with Adam Eaton out. It's funny, since he's got back the leadoff role, 14 and 10, he's being productive nationals. So keep him in mind at $4,700 going up against Julio Teheran. Mentioned Machado already. Trevor Story, $4,400 versus Clayton Richards, crushes lefties. So keep him in mind in that matchup. Mentioned Solarte. Paul DeJong at 38 is not horrible against Chacín. I can definitely see that being a fun one there. Mentioned Tim Beckham at 36 already. Andrelton Simmons at 34 versus Doug Fister is a nice value play if you need one there. Dansby Swanson not against Scherzer, but he's playing very, very well this year. Other than that, it's kind of like second base. It's weird the second and short weren't as tasty as they usually are. Like a Brandon Crawford at 27 versus Godley is not horrible. Other than that, check your lineups. It's pretty bleak out there. Let's head to the outfield where it will be loaded as always. It starts off with Blackman's day-to-day is 5,900. Bryce Harper's 58 facing Teheran. Mentioned him last time he faced Teheran. He owns him. He took him deep. We'll get into BVP, but the owner, it's just crazy what he has done versus Julio Teheran. So you might want to play him a little. If not, though, Rhys Hoskins crushing the baseball, $5,600. Right-handed guy with power versus Reed, as we've talked about over and over. He's been a double-digit machine, almost averaging 13 DraftKings points per start. So Rhys at 56, very much in play. Trout at 55 versus Fister. Great play. Mentioned Ian Desmond already. Guys like AJ Pollock. He's off to a great start hitting cleanup. He's $4,800. Hits lefties very, very well. He's coming off 24 points last night. He's averaging over 12 points a game. 24, 14, 5, 10, 4, 16, 5, 26, 7. Those are his game logs. Very, very productive. AJ Pollock at $4,800. Someone to like there. Always pretty low owned, too. Suspettus at 47 is interesting. Joey Gallo at 44. Mentioned him already. Shohei Ohtani, if he gets a start at 42 versus Fister, that's definitely a play. Man, he's doing it all. He did it over the weekend against the A's when he was on the mound. Remarkable. Absolute filthy. It was a pitching clinic. And then he goes and hits, and prior to that, what, three or four homers now? And he took Kluber deep. He's just doing it all. So Shohei Ohtani at 42, if he plays, he might get the day off because he pitched yesterday. So check that out. J.J. Redick at 42 is not bad. Not J.J. Redick. Josh Redick. Man, it's sorry. Monday morning early, folks. Josh Redick at 42, not bad at all. Justin Upton's only $4,100. Very much averaging 10 points a game. 2 points yesterday with 21 and 28 prior to that. Facing Doug Fister in that ballpark, I like Upton a lot at 4,100. Some value in that Angels lineup. Locane at 41 is not horrible. Michael Conforto, he's back. He's 4K, and he's facing Jose Urania. So definitely someone to keep in mind there. 7, 2, and 20 are his three games so far back. And he's got a great matchup versus Urania at $4,000. They got Manny Margot and Coors at 39. You got Marwin Gonzalez versus Lance Lynn. Lefties hit Lynn very well. Houston's got a 4-5 total, third highest on the slate at the moment. Lefties 353 off Lynn. Righties 262. So Marwin Gonzalez at $3,900. He's first base outfield eligible. He's been rather disappointing overall. 5, 4, 2, 7, 3, 14, 0, 11, 2, 5. Not the best game logs, but the upside's there at 3,900 if you want to go there. Guy like D. Gordon off to a hot start this year. $3,800 leading off for the M's against Jake Junis. So he's a guy to keep an eye on that matchup with that price tag especially. Mentioned Chris Owings of the D-backs already at 38. Do like that. He's second base outfield eligible. Adam Jones, 3,700 versus Hap is in play. Jose Perella and Coors at 37. Hunter Renfroe and Coors at 36. Odubel Herrera at 36. But Jay Bruce, $3,600 versus Urania. Another left-handed Mets bat. Coming off a decent game yesterday where he's got nine. His last three games, 9, 8, 27. And again, going up against Urania, he's taken deep a few times in his career. The farther down we look, the Grandy man versus Bundy at 34 could come into play. Tommy Pham at 34 versus Chacin is too cheap. I know we want lefties versus Chacin, but Pham's still very, very good at $3,400. Mentioned Jose Martinez earlier at $3,400 as well in that matchup. A guy that I really like if he cracks the lineup for Philadelphia is Aaron Altherr. A bunch of right-handed power there facing Cody Reed. So if Altherr cracks the lineup at $3,400, could be a really good play. Mashes lefties. Cole Calhoun, we want lefties versus Fister if he could. He's $3,300, so some nice value down below here. Sinsu Chu versus Garrett Richards. If you're fading Richards, Chu's a great one at $3,300. Good savings in there. Mentioned Trey Mancini earlier at 32. Don't hate that at all. Adam Duvall in that ballpark at 32 is intriguing versus Lively. Nomar Mazara at 31 is intriguing versus Richards if you're fading. A guy like Dexter Fowler leading off versus Chacin. Lefties versus Chacin. Fowler leading off. He's $3,100. Off to a slow start. But in the series against Milwaukee earlier this year, 13, 17, and 5. Those are three game log totals. Could be in for another good one at $3,100. Definite value in that matchup. See if Billy Hamilton maybe gets a lucky start. He's $3,100 versus Lively. Preston Tucker, 3K versus Scherzer. Matt Adams, 3K. So there's some value gambles. Not sure things by any means, but gambles. Like a Jorge Soler versus the lefty Gonzalez at 3K for some homer upside. Max Kepler at 3K versus Verlander. Derek Fisher at 3K versus Lynn. So there's value down here. One I do like a lot is Jesse Winker leading off for the Reds at 3K versus Lively. That's definite upside in that matchup. Out of all these 3K guys, Winker's probably one of the better options down here. Leading off on an offense that should put up some runs. We already mentioned their team total. Where is it? At 4, lefties 364, righties 317 off Lively. So you can definitely get some nice looks there with Winker at $3,000. Don't hate that at all. See if Paulo Orlando cracks the lineup. He's not great, but he does hit lefties well in his career for the Royals. He's off to a really, really rough start to start the season. Not even sugarcoating that. With $2,900 does bring a little bit of upside to the table if you really want to get weird with your lineups, like really weird with your lineups. Other than that, check the real lineups as you build your lineups and see what you got. So there you have it. QuickBooks in the books. Starting pitcher recap. Verlander, Scherzer, Syndergaard up top. Godley, Bundy in the middle. Richards, Junis, Urania, Gonzalez down below. You're stacking that Angels-Rangers game. If you're not using Richards, you can look at Rangers. Otherwise, Angels definitely in play on that one. Coors is Coors. The Nats versus Tehran, you like a lot. Lefties 339, righties 336. Astros versus Lance Lynn. Lefties hit 353, so keep an eye on that one. Phillies versus Cody Reed. Get those right-handed bats in there against Reed. Righties at 367 off of him. Then you can look at the Orioles versus Hap, Mets versus Urania, Cardinals versus Chacín, lefties at 344, D-backs versus Holland, righties at 403 off Derek Holland, the Reds versus Lively, lefties 364, righties 317. So there's definitely some guys you could look at in those matchups. Let's take a quick look at your BVP. Dexter Fowler, 3-for-6 with a double off Chacín. Yadi Molina, 6-for-17 with a homer off Chacín as well. Pedro Alvarez, somehow 6-for-12 with two doubles and a homer off J-App. I'm not saying play him, but it's interesting. Caleb Joseph's taking him deep. Tim Beckham's taking him deep. Machado's taking him deep twice. Chris Davis twice. Adam Jones twice. So they've had some success as a team hitting 271 off Hap. Bryce Harper, here's it is again. 18-for-39, hitting 462 with three doubles and eight home runs off of Julio Teheran. Eight freaking home runs. You got Trey Turner, 6-for-10 with a double off of Teheran. Howie Kendrick, 5-for-13, two doubles. Some names to keep an eye on. Freddie Freeman, 7-for-24, three doubles, two homers off of Mad Max. Preston Tucker took Max deep in his one game against him. So a couple guys to keep an eye on there. As you go down some more, Jay Bruce, 4-for-13 with a double and two homers off Urania. He's a guy to look at. Mentioned how cheap Beltre was. He's 13-for-43 with two doubles and three home runs. A 302 average and a good sample for Garrett Richards. Andrus is 12-for-44 with a double as well. Cole Calhoun, 3-for-8 with a homer off of Fister. Upton, 4-for-10 with a homer off of Fister. Pujols has taken a deep also. Joe Mauer versus Justin Verlander hitting 325. 25-for-77. Five doubles, four home runs. If you feel like fading Verlander. With Joe Mauer, of all people. Whit Merrifield is taking Gonzalez deep in a small sample. Arenado, 11-for-17, hitting 647 with two doubles, a triple, and a homer off Clayton Richards. Kind of mentioned he's kind of a good play tonight. Chris Iannetta, 6-for-17, two doubles, two homers off of Richards. Story's taking him deep. Desmond's taking him deep twice. They're hitting 337 as a team off of Clayton Richards. They own Clayton Richards. On the other side, the Padres haven't done that good against John Gray, hitting 215 off of him. Hunter Pence, 4-for-5 with two homers off of Godley. And other than that, that's your BVP, and that is your quick gets. Remember to check us out on Twitter at TheSportsDegens, TheSportsDegens.com. Come join the Sports Degens Slack chat to talk up baseball season long, DFS. We talk other sports as well. So whatever questions you have, hit us up. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. I'll help where I can, when I can. We got a new Always Pressing coming out tonight. We'll recap the Masters and preview the RBC Heritage for your PGA DFS needs. Recording a Bench with Bubba tonight with Mike Warner from Friends of Fantasy Benefits. If you have any fantasy baseball questions, hit me up and let me know. Tons going on this week. As always, interesting fight card over the week in Conor McGregor, D-Bag 101. But you don't care about that because you're listening to MLB DFS Quick Hits for your MLB DFS needs. 10 games slate on tap in the books, April 9th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.